exam season is almost over. Almost. There's just one or two left to go. And if you've been taking exams this summer, you might be thinking, what on earth am I going to do next? You may be thinking university, you may be thinking college. But you could be thinking job. And one of the ways to get a job could be an apprenticeship. So I'm delighted to welcome Andrew from Yorkshire Apprentice to the studio. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Andrew, this is a busy time of year for you, isn't it?
This is a hugely busy time of year for us. It's the time when we've got people leaving school that are looking for their next step, be that university, be that going back to college or staying at school, or for many of them, it's about doing an apprenticeship. We've got lots of vacancies available now. Employers are looking at this time of year. So it's a fabulous time for people to look for an apprenticeship. And we're busy trying to match the best candidates with the best jobs.
Apprenticeships are something that often get a bit of a bad rep, aren't they? I think this is a reputation that has carried on from a long time ago now.
Definitely, yeah. There used to be a case very much that people who went on apprenticeships did certain skilled jobs. They went into building or they went into childcare or those typical kind of apprenticeship jobs. But that has changed so much in the last few years. We have so many different varied types of apprenticeship available for young people now. And we as a company have lots of social media, digital marketing, IT, web design, business admin apprenticeships. So there's a huge amount of jobs available for people. And also other training companies and other colleges will be offering different apprenticeships.
And what are the benefits of choosing an apprenticeship over something else? I imagine the first benefit and the obvious one that a lot of people know about is that there's money involved.
There's money involved. You earn and you learn. So while you're doing an apprenticeship, you're working as a full-time employee in a business. You're learning skills and knowledge on the job. You're learning about the industry that you want to go into. And at the same time, supported by training providers such as ourselves or the college, whoever you go through, we'll be supporting you with the learning that needs to happen for you to be successful in that career. The other thing people think about at the moment as well is that university comes with quite a cost. In the old days, people actually got paid money to go to university with university grants. That has now definitely gone. And with tuition fees and living costs...
Yeah, it couldn't have gone much further the other way, could it?
So people are actually leaving college now in huge amounts of debt. And actually sometimes the course or degree that they've done isn't that relevant and doesn't automatically guarantee them a job. Whereas with an apprenticeship, you go into a business to do a job. And if you're successful, and most of our apprentices are successful, then you'll stay with the business and grow with it, and your career will kind of flourish from having gone in at an early stage.
And I suppose that's good for somebody who's got maybe an idea of the sort of industry they want to go into, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you're thinking, yeah, I absolutely want to work with computers in an IT way, or I love social media and I want to do that and I think I could write really well for social media platforms, that's a really great way for somebody to go, I know what I want to do, I want to learn and I want to do it on the job and get the practical experience, rather than some people go to uni and they do a very broad course, yeah, because they're not sure yet, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
But this, if you know the area you want to work in, so it's worth a look to see whether there's apprenticeships in that industry, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are so many jobs as well that have developed over the last few years that aren't covered by university courses or aren't covered by college courses. And you talk about things like the social media and digital marketing. That's such a new industry that actually people don't really know about it. They don't know the importance of social media for business and how people can be involved in promoting business through social media platforms. So it's those kind of jobs that aren't really covered yet by degree courses or college courses that people can go into because they want to do that kind of job in the future. And we also tell people the key bit to it is it's about showing passion. It's about having the passion to do that particular job. If you really want to work in social media and digital marketing, if you really want to work in IT, then as long as you've got passion for it, the employer is going to take you on and you will flourish in that career.
Absolutely. I know for me, I went to university, I followed the university course, but the thing that made me get jobs was experience in work. I was lucky my degree offered me lots of work experience, but I had to do that unpaid. And I know that a lot of areas in industry you have to get experience. So if you can get on-the-job experience, your CV suddenly looks brilliant, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And actually, some people take a gap year before going off to university, and many people are now doing apprenticeships in that gap year because it allows them to put something tangible on their CVs. you know, they've actually done something worthwhile in that year off. They've also earned money at the same time, and they've got more qualifications out of it. And many employers are also quite flexible. You know, they will give people time off if they've booked holidays or booked trips to go somewhere. So for some people, from a year off perspective, an apprenticeship could also be quite a good route as well.
At this time of year, you are probably thinking about what results you're going to get come the envelope arriving in August. And you're probably thinking, this is going to have a huge bearing on my future. I know when you're 16, 17, 18, and you're thinking about these results, it feels like there's a line in your life and you're about to cross through, and it's a very important day. Looking back, trust me, if you are worried about it, looking back, it's not the end of the world. So don't worry about that for to start off with. But somebody who's listening to this, they might be thinking, what results do I need to get? What does that envelope need to have in it for me? Is there a kind of standard for apprenticeships?
Not really. At the moment, it doesn't really matter too much. And it's the right time to apply for jobs, even if you're still waiting for your results to come through in August. The employers are looking for about the person, that they want to see the person. They're interested in about, you know, if you're an A-level leaver, they want to see what your GCSEs were like and what your predicted grades are going to be like. But it's about going through the interview process as any other employee would do. We take a lot of time to match up the candidates with the employer, and that's the key part to having a successful apprenticeship. If you can go in front of the employer at this age and convince them that you have that passion about the job that you want to do, and you are fit for the business, then you'll be hired and you can start an apprenticeship. And hopefully in August, when the results come out, you can have a double celebration, because you'll be in an apprenticeship, earning and learning, and at the same time have scored highly on your either GCSEs or A-levels. So.
If people are listening to this and thinking, I'm interested, I want to find out more about the types of roles you've got available, how can they find out? Is there a way to look at the vacancies available?
Yeah, if you go into yorkshireapprentice.com, then you'll see all the vacancies that we have available on there at the moment. You can drop into our office. We're on Victoria Avenue, 20 Victoria Avenue. Pop in and see us and just have a chat about the options available to you. But get in contact. You know, the website's there. We also have an app as well. You can download from the Android and Apple stores if you're interested about apprenticeships. And it has lots of tips on there about CV preparation and going for an interview as well. So that's also quite a useful way to get more information about it.
Andrew, thanks for sparing some time. And hopefully you've inspired some people to have a look into apprenticeships and maybe find a brand new career. Here's to the start of a very successful career.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you.